They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, Gaughan Racing here from our lovely secondary stage at the Grandview Lounge at the South Point Casino. Mr. Jeff Motley, I do miss the regular VEASAN studio because you know, it doesn't show my holy jeans and that sort of stuff.
You can wear your gym shorts.
We used to be able to wear shorts and all sorts of stuff. So this studio makes us have to try to force to be professional, which is extremely difficult.
They
for
didn't
me
like the first day we wore shorts on this.
Yeah, no,
set.
We got chastised by the powers that be.
Yeah,
until
we were told that was a wardrobe malfunction.
Don't
that we
do it
didn't
again.
Have anymore.
So welcome in, everybody. Gaughan Racing, where we talk, of course, the betting and NASCAR world, and we'll start off real quick with last week the Roval. Motley, I'm sorry if you're a race fan. Let's start with the Xfinity. I know we don't talk Xfinity a lot. Was that not the coolest Xfinity race ever?
I think the appreciation people should get for those guys. I mean, driving in the rain the way they did.
Dark.
Driving in the dark at the end.
The TV doesn't do it justice. I've been in those races where it's really dark, but they can turn that iris up on cameras. Anybody that's worked with a camera knows you can. It was dark as hell in that infield, and they were driving their tails off. And then not only that, but A.J. Allmendinger and Austin Chase Briscoe were putting on a battle in the rain. Not just a race in the rain where people say, oh, it's always boring in the rain. They were door-to-door, beating and banging in the downpour.
I thought Briscoe's ability to drive in the rain was the most impressive of anybody because he was running on the outside in turns, and he was getting it.
That's where you're supposed to be in the rain, and he was doing it.
And Allmendinger kind of said after the race, he said, you know, my spotter was telling me when to turn left and when to turn right. It was getting so dark. Down in the infield. Of course, they brought in temporary lights for Sunday and ended up not needing them. But
And now let's go back to what we do talk about, Sunday's race. First, I'm not going to brag about somebody winning the Gaughan Racing League last weekend because I would never brag when I win.
You wouldn't?
Okay, I'm bragging.
Well, the last time you won, you took off to Mexico.
Yeah, I didn't get to brag about it, so I get double
brag
now.
Drive a buggy or something.
Yeah, I get double brag right now. Had a very good day in the Gaughan Racing
League. Somebody also got out of five, right? And had a pretty good week, too.
Nope, 3 out of 5 was a nice number.
I just didn't get the 12-1 long shot that you did.
I didn't think it was a long shot. I said he was good.
12-1. You get double digits on anybody, that's kind of a long shot. But it was a good call, though.
No,
I mean,
I
had him to win his group. The funny thing is, you didn't pick him to win his group. I had him to win his group.
I had
we're talking about Eric Jones here.
That was my hedge. I had Eric Jones. I had Eric Jones to get a top three. He did, and I did not pick him to win his group. I actually went to Clint Bowyer.
You took Michael McDowell in his group, and I thought about you because Michael McDowell may have had the single worst lap in road course history. I think he wrecked 3 times in one lap before.
He had a bad day. Michael McDowell. I know I spoke so well of him last week. That was a bad day for Michael.
Yeah, it was not good.
So, but exciting race to watch, the Sunday race. And I know a lot of NASCAR fans say, oh, the rain thing and the gimmick and this and that. It started in the rain. It really, really was fun to watch. The drivers, the crew chiefs have to change from wet tires to dry tires, gave strategy, gave lots of different moves. It was a lot of fun for me. And then the wet patch that was overturned in between 3 and 4, where all day it had that one big giant wet patch. And you watch Clint Bowyer at one point almost just flat out lose it on his own. There was
Clint Bowyer, who did a heck of a job, was completely out of gas in. But you know what was the one thing, though, that was consistent? We had a dry racetrack at Daytona in the infield. We had a wet racetrack in Charlotte. Same guy won both
same
races.
Guy went, so same, last four road races now.
Last four road races. Chase Elliott is the man. Look, we got 6 of these coming on the schedule next year. I think Chase Elliott is probably thinking, I can win all 6 of those.
Chase Elliott right now is the odds-on favorite for next year. If you did a road course season, so to speak, and tried to put a champion, Chase Elliott would probably be a negative number on the odds of him being the road course champion next year. But let's talk about that Chase Elliott run. Chase, really, we talked about it a little bit. The Chase we thought was going to be someone, we knew he was going to be someone to reckon with. I picked him to win. I mean, that's just, he you knew he was a favorite for a reason, but he did it in the wet. He did it in the dry. He did well, and we're going to talk more about him in championship odds. But he performed like we said. Sometimes when we say somebody performs, or it's their place to lose or win, they don't perform. He showed up.
He did, and you know he overcame issues. You know, they had a loose wheel early, and he had to go back. He had to come in and pit again to get.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
No,
to do it.
And the year before he crashes into the tire barrier, and he still ends up winning
greatest
the race.
Name turn in the sport, by the way.
And he remember
turn.
He also had trouble at Daytona.
Yep.
and still managed to come back and win the race. I mean, imagine if he didn't have any other issues, it might be ugly. I mean, he might
But that's what's fun about road racing. Like, when I run Road America, I had the lead three times and went off the track twice of them. You know, I mean, it was like, oops. That's the fun part is when you're a good road racer, you have a good strategy, you got good. Nobody panics. His team didn't panic. Chase Elliott's there. Now to win the championship, he's a plus 700, which, once again, we talk about when to jump on a guy. I like Chase Elliott's got a lot of momentum. I wouldn't mind jumping on him.
Well, I think we're all pretty confident that, you know, barring something crazy happening, we think Harvick and Hamlin are probably going to make it to Phoenix. We really think it's a battle for two spots, unless we get a situation where, let's say, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano win these three races. Denny or Kevin are gone. And Denny is the only guy close enough, really, to Kevin to knock him out unless something really bad
unless
happens
Kevin
to
Kevin.
Kevin
blows a motor 2 weeks in a row.
Because Denny's only 13 points behind Kevin, but Denny is 19 clear of third place, and Kevin is 33 points clear of third place. Yeah. That's a pretty big gap right there.
That's a big three races, but it's a big gap. But let's talk about the obvious thing in this, Jeff, that is missing from the final eight, which you last week said, and we've been talking about the don't line all year on him. I will say in the Roval, he made they made a really gutsy call.
He knew it was the only call they could make.
He couldn't win the race. He wasn't going to win the nine.
Right. Yep. They weren't going to win together. We're talking about Kyle Busch getting knocked out. And, you know, it's hard to repeat. It's been a long time since we've had a repeat. Jimmy Johnson probably almost 10 years ago probably since he repeated. I know he won his last one about 5 years ago, but it's not easy to do. It is not easy at all. And I thought Kyle gave it a heck of an effort. He had so many problems. I mean, there was one time I think they had a loose wheel or tire went down.
Not as many problems as he had at Talladega a week before.
No, this is true, including getting you caught up in his problems. But, I mean, he still battled back, and he was running third or fourth. We had the late caution. He stayed out, and I really think he had to. He knew he couldn't pass those guys in front of him. He wasn't going to pass Chase Elliott.
No. So he made a play, but now the odds-on favorite at the start of the year, out of the championship. So now Kevin Harvick, of course, odds-on favorite. But it still seems weird to me that the fall. I mean, we talked last week about Jimmy Johnson's decline was kind of a slow decline, right? You know, all of a sudden he wasn't running as well. He stopped winning. And then, you know, once we kept saying Jimmy can win any moment. And then he just kind of couldn't win any moment. Kyle Busch was on the top of Mount Everest, the most dangerous, scary driver in the history of our sport. And then it's like the avalanche happened. He fell off the backside.
Yeah, but I don't think it's all Kyle. So here's the thing I'm looking at. Yes, Denny Hamlin's had an amazing year. I think Martin Truex Jr.'s had a disappointing year.
He's won.
In fact, the only other Toyota victory all year, you know, David Wilson, who's the president of Toyota Racing Development, he had some comments last week. He was not real happy about the performance out of the Toyotas. And I don't necessarily know that bringing Christopher Bell over to replace Eric Jones is going to solve everything next year. They got to figure out what is it that Denny's group is doing that the rest of them are not doing.
Well, and let me clarify that Everest comment. I would have killed for his fall off of Everest, right? I mean, we're still talking top fives, top tens, but you're talking Joe Gibbs Racing, 17, 18 wins in 2019, 9 wins in 2020. You know, they definitely have had a steep decline, and that is mostly on Kyle Busch's shoulders, though, that decline. So and Martin Truex some of it.
Right, but I think, to your point, though, I think that kind of goes along with sports, though. I mean, think if you're Alabama football and you win 9 football games, everybody's ready to go jump off of a cliff. Most teams in America would give anything to win nine wins. So Kyle Busch is held to a different standard.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a two-time champion. The guy's gone, 14 straight years with a victory?
15, I think.
15 straight years. I don't know if he's trying to get 15. So he's trying to get 16. He's still got 4 shots at it. But, you know, it's really now it's about the 8 guys that are left.
No, and so we got to – it's time to stop talking about Kyle as far as the championship. And let's look at some of these. To me, Jeff, we always talk about timing, right? Well, we've said this for, 2 months now? Kevin Harvick, now's not the time to go and you're not getting to get anything off of Kevin now to book him for the championship. He's plus 130.
You know, but I'll tell you, everybody thinks Kevin Harvick is locked in to Phoenix.
Well, look, at Phoenix, hey.
But I'm just going to throw this out there for you. And like what I mentioned earlier, there is no question that guys like Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, certainly capable of winning races. Even Alex Bowman or Chase Elliott or
Alex has done well at
Chase Elliott on mile and a half has run well. He just hasn't closed.
And Chase Elliott at Phoenix is great.
All I'm saying is, if you were to get three guys winners, not named Denny Hamlin or Kevin Harvick, to win these next three races, one of them's going to be out at Phoenix. And the 13-point gap between Kevin and Denny is that is a very small gap. So Kevin is far. And remember, he did not win a race in these last three.
Nope.
And Denny did.
And Kevin, you know, this we talked about this a couple years ago when you had the big three. Remember the year we had the big three for the championship, and that was the year we started Gone Racing. And we said, look, it could happen. One of these three not make it to that. And Joey Logano went out and won the first round at Martinsville. And we went, oh, boy. You know, all of a sudden it was the big three got nervous that one might get knocked out. This is the same thing.
Well, the big three made it that year.
Yes, they did.
But who won the championship?
Joey Logano.
Joey Logano won the championship.
So, I mean,
he was the other guy in the press conference,
You look at this now and you say, okay, if you're looking at these odds, I'm a big fan right now of a Chase Elliott at plus 700 because of how well he does run there. I'm a big fan of Alex Bowman. Remember, Alex Bowman, okay, recently on mile and a half's not phenomenal, but Alex Bowman, pre-COVID last year, mile and a half's have kind of been his sweet spot, and he is right now 40-1. And even Kurt Busch, who won.
He won in Las Vegas. A lot of similarities with Kansas and Texas.
If you're talking the two most similar mile and a half's left, it's Kansas and Vegas. There's differences, but they are the most similar tracks. So,
and Kurt will also tell you that he is extremely comfortable at Texas. He loves Texas. And you got to believe that ever since Kurt won in Las Vegas, all that team has been looking at is which race are we going to zero in on? And I don't think, look, if he could have won the Roval, great. If he could have won Talladega, great. But he's thinking either Kansas or Texas. He's won at Martinsville before, but he's probably really looking at Kansas or Texas, and I'll bet they've been zeroed in on that for a month. And look, he pulls an upset,
and
who knows?
We've talked about playoff points and how those help. Kurt Busch right now out of the playoffs. He's already 21 points out of the next round right now. So he needs to have good runs like that. And
I think he and Alex Bowman know they've got to win one of these three races. They're probably not going to point their way in over the guys in front of them.
I mean, it's going to be very hard to get both leapfrog both of those guys and get one of the two guys that have big leads to come down. It definitely is going to be difficult. I like where you were saying, though. You know who the biggest fan right now of Kyle Busch is?
Probably Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick.
Because if he wins one of these and gets off the schneid, all of a sudden they go, whew,
but
hey.
They're also big fans of each other.
Yes.
Because if Denny wins or Kevin wins, then
that guarantees the other one.
That gives the other one a much bigger.
Doesn't guarantee.
It gives them a much bigger cushion.
Yes.
Because they've got
they have to really have three bad rounds to lose that many points to guys.
Right, because we're thinking that those two guys should point their way in. Mm-hmm. And if three other guys win, one of them's going to be out. But if those two guys win, then it's a fight for these other spots.
I'm looking, if you're telling me right now as I'm sitting here in Las Vegas, I'm sitting at the South Point, and I look at those championship odds on the board, I'm going to look and go, hey, Kevin Harvick still ain't worth it. 300 on Denny Hamlin, that's still a decent championship return. The problem is, why is Denny 300, even though how well he's been? Because Denny, you know, has notoriously not done well in that last round. You know, the old Denny, so to speak, you could talk about. So, I mean, Denny at plus 300, still a good number. I mean, Alex Bowman at 40, Kurt Busch at 60. If I'm looking for a nice, I'm not going to say super long shot, but a nice return on a ticket on a small chump change, I could jump on right now with a Bowman or a Kurt Busch, and I'd be happy with those odds, because if they do win, guess what that odd goes to.
Who are the three best cars in Las Vegas? You talked about how Las Vegas is very similar to Kansas.
Well, Kurt Busch in the end.
Well, Kurt in the end. The three best cars all day, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman. And DiBenedetto was good, but those three guys, and all three of those guys still in the playoff hunt here, and that guy like Alex Bowman, you think he could go to Kansas and win? Absolutely he can go to Kansas and win. And Chase Elliott can go to Kansas and win.
No, I'm thinking that if you're looking for a return on that championship hunt right now, Bowman and Kurt Busch are a really good return.
And here's something for bettors to also keep in mind when you're talking about Alex Bowman, who I think right now, if you want to go and just put $10, $20 down.
That's what I'm talking.
Let me tell you, the one thing that you hadn't even mentioned. While we talked about how good Alex Bowman has been on these 1.5-mile tracks now, let's say he wins his way in. Who won the earlier race at Phoenix this year?
Wasn't Chase this year?
Alex Bowman.
Oh, Alex Bowman.
Alex
right.
Bowman is the only guy that's won at Phoenix.
It was the third
Kevin
race
Harvick.
Of the season.
And we have really seen Kevin Harvick struggle lately on these mile and a halves. He really was never a factor in Vegas.
Look, you said it right. You have Texas and Kansas, these two rounds. And then Martinsville are the three rounds.
Which but, Joey Logano suddenly has been able to carve his name on a grandfather clock a lot.
So has Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr.
Truex won there. Truex and Logano have seemed to become the two best guys at Martinsville.
So you've got Martin Truex Jr. and Joey Logano, and remember Chase Elliott is one of those been wrecked at the end of races. Had lots of
he and Denny had their issues at Martinsville there. 1 year.
There's been all that, but you got three guys that I'm going to say at Martinsville are not the favorite over Kevin Harvick, and that is Chase, Joey, Martin. Okay, so there's a shot that Denny or Kevin don't win. You're talking about mile and a half. Denny has been strong favorites, but Alex Bowman was really good. Kurt Busch won one of the last ones. Chase Elliott has been really good on those places. There are opportunities here for them to knock out. And here's the deal. If I'm a driver and I know I can knock Kevin Harvick out at Phoenix of the playoffs, I'm putting my foot on the throat and I'm trying to hold him down and not let him get up. If one of these guys wins at Kansas, the whole field needs to be saying, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. One of these guys, they can knock out one of the big-time favorites. That could be a huge, and also huge for viewership, huge for betting, because you take out the plus 130 favorite, these odds will be jumbled up really good.
It'll be really, but you're talking about right now, there's so many opportunities. You know, to me, the longest of long shots is probably Kurt.
Yes, because he's had the weakest of the seasons. Even though he's got the win recently, he's been the weakest overall package.
Right, and he had to do some pit strategy to get in position to win the one he did in Vegas. But, boy, taking the flyer on Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott at 7-1.
7-1.
It would not shock me if either one of those two guys. And I know people are like, Alex Bowman. I'm like, look, people, I'm telling you.
And think about Phoenix. You say Alex Bowman, Phoenix. He won earlier this year. Go back to when Alex Bowman filled in for Dale Jr., what is it now, 5 years ago
or
something?
Yeah, it was a while ago, yeah.
But never heard of this kid. He gets to fill in for Junior, and there he is battling for the lead with 20 laps to go, get beat up, got pushed around, and didn't win. But I mean, he has shown that Phoenix is one of his favorites.
Well, he is from Arizona. Mm-hmm. He's a local guy. That really is his hometown track.
Martin Truex?
It's not Martin Truex Jr.'s hometown track. No, it's west of the Mississippi.
Martin's
got everything east. All right. The Mississippi. But and you know Alex Bowman. I mean, can you imagine if Alex Bowman is in the Final Four and he goes to Phoenix, his hometown track, really, that's, where he's already won this year?
That'd be a big deal.
And you can get him right now at 40-1?
That'd be a big deal. I'm telling you, I think that there might be some people traveling up from the state line of old Arizona coming into Nevada and booking on their apps trying to get
some
of that.
I'd be getting it now because I won't be shocked if he wins this week. I don't think he's going to win this week, but I won't be shocked.
But once again, timing. Gambling is all about timing. Right now, you have Chase Elliott 700, Alex Bowman 40, Kurt Busch 60. You know, you have Martin Truex at 10. Those numbers, if they get to the finals, no one's going to be over 4-1.
Correct.
They're all going to be basically 4-1 or less. So,
yeah, I think if Kurt Busch pulls an upset, one of these three, and Harvick gets there, then Kurt's going to be a lot longer odds.
But still, you're looking at nobody's going to be as far as they are now. So, Kevin Harvick, he ain't going to get any better. He's just going to get worse. Denny Hamlin might stay the same, might get a little better. I still like the Denny Hamlin choice. The other guys, though, if you're looking, like you said, $10, $20, there's nothing wrong with picking the – because there's two other guys besides Denny and Kevin that are going to be there. And which two can you put on? There's a great return for that.
And, look, Denny should have won it last year. I mean, Denny doesn't have the issue. Denny, look, his pit crew messed up last year.
Oh, the Denny Hamlin Chronicles.
But it wasn't his fault for a change, is what I'm saying. I mean, Denny's
don't
deal
use
is
the word crapshoot. Don't start with the crapshoot.
I didn't say it. I don't believe this is. This is you're gonna have to earn this thing.
Oh, we don't earn it when it's the other ones.
Oh,
really?
See,
really?
Are you really gonna be that guy that's gonna like? I mean, fake news.
For those of you that listen to us all season long on Gone Racing, you will follow that. The rest of you are sitting there going, "What in the world are these two idiots talking about?"
Go back, look them up. They're all online.
We're the podcast is on Stitcher and everything. Go look it up.
This is a part of our show that's like a soap opera here. It's the running theme here.
The days of our lives. So now that we got a couple minutes here before we really get to the odds that we'll get into the next segment, but. Talking about winning at Kansas this weekend, the guys that, who's going to be the favorite, we're going to end up with the Denny Hamlins at the top, the Kevin Harvicks at the top, but do you feel there's anybody outside the Championship 8 that can win that is worth putting your money on?
Well, first off, I did a little research here.
Okay. Ooh, Jeff did research.
The last 8 Kansas races
okay.
have been won by guys that are still in the playoffs right now.
Okay.
And the last 2 Kansas races have been won by Denny Hamlin, including winning earlier
this year
at Kansas.
Okay.
So I think you're certainly going to be looking at a long shot. You know, it's funny. Kyle Busch used to say Kansas was his worst racetrack, and then Kyle Busch eventually won there about 4 years. I think he's the last non-in the playoff guy. He won the first race in 2016 there.
Okay.
So you're going back a pretty good way. So I would say no. I think the winner is going to come from the 8 playoff guys. I don't think anybody outside of it's going to win.
I don't disagree. I find it very hard to believe. But once again, I still can make the whole argument of Kyle Busch can win any weekend, blah, blah, blah. But I find it hard to believe. DiBenedetto was great at Vegas. Like we said, he was very good. And now that he knows he's good for one more year, I don't think that diminishes how he drives. There's guys that could, but it's going to be very difficult.
Well, and keep in mind, though, you could get an Austin Dillon at Texas, Cole Custer at Kentucky situation where, look, yes, they had to hold guys off, but things kind of had to work their way to be
there
at the end. They hadn't been the dominant car all day long, but they got themselves in the right position at the right time.
Well, Kansas still has my favorite finish of all time in NASCAR. The Carl Edwards video game trying to pass Jimmy Johnson on the last lap where he just didn't lift into turn 3.
Oh, I kind of totally forgot. It wasn't Ricky Craven, Kurt Busch at Darlington.
No, I think I love that one, but Carl Edwards sliding in, doing the slide job, I thought that was phenomenal. All right, when we come back, we're going to dive into the odds to win at Kansas Speedway and all the rest of this goofy banter with me and Mr. Motley when we return on Gone Racing.
This is Gone Racing, the weekly NASCAR show that gets you ready for this week's big race and more. You can listen to VSiN on SiriusXM Channel 204. Watch us online at VSiN.com and follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. Welcome back to our weekly NASCAR show, live from the Sportsbook at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Now, back to Gone Racing.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. You instantly get a list of quality candidates from Indeed's resume database the moment you sponsor a job. Get started at Indeed.com/credit. Welcome back in Gone Racing. Mr. Jeff Motley, Mr. Brendan Gaughan, hanging out, Grandview Lounge. I like that. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
That's good.
I liked it.
Do you need to hire?
I do, actually.
I might need to hire somebody, too.
I might need to put one on that.
And they might go to Indeed.com and replace us. You never know.
What do you mean might? They've already probably been listed on there for the last 6 weeks. So, once again, we're talking Kansas Speedway, NASCAR, going there this weekend. Opening round of the round of 8 of the playoffs. And let's go right into the odds to win this race. And no surprise here, Denny Hamlin plus 400, Kevin Harvick plus 400, the two odds-on favorites. Martin Truex Jr., 550, Chase Elliott, 6, Brad Keselowski, 800. Then you get some pretty deep odds. I mean, for a win, even it's still fairly deep. Ryan Blaney, 12-1, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, 14, Alex Bowman, 22. We've talked extensively just now about Alex Bowman. Kurt Busch, 25-1, Eric Almirola, Eric Jones, 30, William Byron, 40, Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson, and Tyler Reddick at 50-1.
No love for Matt DiBenedetto there.
He's 66-1.
He finished second in Vegas. And
Cole Custer 80-1. Won Texas. Austin Dillon won Kentucky. Austin Dillon won Texas 80-1. So there's some long odds from guys that have won on a mile and a half. But Motley, you and I both think that getting a win from somebody out of the playoffs probably going to be a little difficult.
Yeah, I think Denny Hamlin. To me, Denny Hamlin's a clear favorite based on what he's done at Kansas. He's won the last 2 races there. He's already won there this year. Seeing how strong Denny was in Las Vegas, I mean, that was certainly a track that is very similar. We talked about that, how it's similar to Kansas. I just think right now Denny's mile and a half program
is pretty stout.
It's pretty stout. And it'd be hard to go against him. And I know, look, Harvick, and who knows with Harvick. I mean, maybe he knew he was going to be in good shape through these last 3 races.
So he just kind of set it on cruise control.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but
look, you mentioned Harvick though. You know, Kansas maybe not being one of his better ones. Number one fantasy point getter last 10 races is Kevin Harvick. 7 top tens, 2 wins, average finish of 6.9. Now, we were just saying this maybe not is not his a mile and a half have not been his forte this year.
Well, not necessarily this year, but just lately.
Lately,
like he was not really a factor in Las Vegas.
No, And he was fourth and ninth here last two races, the one this year earlier and last year at Kansas. So 13th in the race before that. So, I mean, he's won twice, but they were a couple years removed. I mean, if Superman is showing a little bit of a weakness, I think right now, you know, you could probably say that hey, you've got a shot. You need to keep trying to push him down the road. You have a chance here. And we talked about Kurt Busch. How about this? Like, Kurt's been good lately, right? I mean, I wouldn't say he's somebody that you think of every week as a winner anymore, you know.
But he's been solid.
Seven top tens, last 10 races, average finish of 8.9 at Kansas in his last 10 races.
Well, the thing with Kurt, though, is it's going to take more than the top 10. He's really is going to need to win
yes.
either Kansas or Texas. I don't see him pointing his way in.
And you mentioned Chase Elliott, though. Chase Elliott, how about this? Nine races, five top tens in those nine races, five top fives, first, fourth, second, a 12th this year earlier. I mean, Chase is really, I'm telling you, Chase Elliott, you look at these numbers, Chase Elliott, and to win the race, he's plus 600. Momentum, you look at how well he's done for the last 5 weeks.
Well, you know,
Chase has momentum.
The one thing Chase has to do, Chase has a little bit of Ryan Blaney-itis sometimes on these mile-and-a-half tracks, but he's been a little bit better than Ryan. But Chase has dominated so much early, and really, Chase has gone through almost every week having some little issue in the pits, loose wheel, loose lug nut, here or there. A lot of it's not of his own making. So I think if he puts it all together and his crew puts it all together, I think he's certainly a guy not only that can win this week but can win the whole thing.
Well, and Ryan Blaney, not in the playoffs, knocked out. You know, we kind of surprised from the first round. Ryan Blaney, we don't call him the closer. Ryan Blaney is an opener.
Yeah, he's the opener.
But can he, you know, look, they've been very good. Matt DiBenedetto, Vegas, same team. You know, Ryan Blaney 12-1. Any argument for me to go jump on the Ryan Blaney bandwagon?
Well, I think you can certainly, I mean, at 12-1, it's not a bad pick. I just think sometimes, man, we get into these playoff situations and, you know, first off, you know the top eight starting positions are going to be those first eight guys because of the way the rules are set up now. I just think it's really hard to go against the playoff guys, whether it's Kyle Busch or Ryan Blaney or Matt DiBenedetto or who else you want to throw out there. I just would not go against a playoff guy this week. But we got some playoff guys with some pretty good odds. You mentioned Alex Bowman at 22 and Kurt Busch at 25.
Great minds think alike.
Alex at 22.
8th, 11th, and 2nd. Last three races, a ninth before that. Really good at Kansas. Been, you know, that was kind of his forte, was mile and a half as he was growing. He's been getting better, so Alex Bowman, not a bad pick. All right, those are the win. When we come back, we get the head-to-heads and the DraftKings top three and some more when we return on Gone Racing.
This is Gone Racing, the weekly NASCAR show that gets you ready for this week's big race and more. You can listen to VSiN on SiriusXM Channel 204. Watch us online at VSiN.com and follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. Welcome back to our weekly NASCAR show. Live from the Sportsbook at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Now, back to Gone Racing.
VSiN is now available on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. We've partnered with the Racetrack Network to deliver VSiN on your connected TV for only $4 a month. Visit rtn.tv to learn more and download the VSiN Roku or Amazon Fire TV app. While you're there, check out everything the Racetrack Network has to offer. Go to rtn.tv to sign up and get the VSiN app on your Roku or Amazon Fire TV today. That's rtn.tv. Welcome back in, everybody, again. Gone Racing, Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley.
The Racetrack Network?
Racetrack Network.
We should be on the Racetrack Network. Do you own the Racetrack? You own like 8,000 businesses.
Don't you own the Racetrack?
Well, we have the Racetrack, but the Racetrack Network.
I do have Amazon Fire, so I'm going to have to.
Aren't you in like 8,000? You own like 8,000 businesses, so why not? 8, what's one more?
All right, everybody. Kansas Speedway, talking about DraftKings top three. We'll dive right into this. Odds to finish top three. No surprise here. Once again, they follow the odds to win generally. Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick are both plus 110. They are not negative, though, which I think rightfully so.
I would agree not being negative, but, man, we got some pretty low odds. I mean, we've been seeing the top three odds, with the exception of Chase Elliott last week. We've been seeing top three odds to be at least plus 200 most places.
They're pretty tight right here. Martin Truex Jr., 150. Chase Elliott, 160. Brad Keselowski, plus 225. Ryan Blaney, plus 300. Kyle Busch still up there with Joey Logano at plus 400. Alex Bowman, plus 550. Kurt Busch, plus 600. Erik Jones and Eric Almirola round out the single-digit guys at plus 700. Then you get to some double digits. William Byron, 10-1. Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson, Tyler Reddick, 12. Matt DiBenedetto, 14. Cole Custer, Austin Dillon, 16s. Christopher Bell, 20. And I got to do, because Jeff Motley says it's in his contract, he has to mention Matt Kenseth, 30-1. We got to put that in there as a top three on
draft. You think I diss on Matt, and I don't, because you know
I got Matt. A text message a couple weeks ago that Matt said he's looking for your number. I just wouldn't give it to you.
Well, Matt's going to probably be retired at the end of this year, so he'll have to come out to Vegas and find me. So.
But, you know, a couple of these numbers, once again, we can start with Alex Bowman, top three. We can start with Kurt Busch, the same arguments we've had. Erik Jones, top three. I kind of like what I've seen out of Eric lately. Last couple races, he's been kind of showing...
trying to show some team owners that he's worthy of a ride.
Yeah, and he's been doing well with it. And you got to look at Erik Jones's stats at Kansas. 7 races, 5 top tens. He's got a 5th, 7th, 3rd, 4th, and 7th.
And that doesn't surprise me.
No, it does not.
Doesn't surprise me. I think he and Matt D are a couple of guys that, and Eric's are only plus 700. Matt D is 14-1, and I know you're going to look up at his stats, but I know he finished 2nd in Vegas, and he earned that 2nd in Vegas. He might have been the 2nd best car at the end of the race.
And the problem is, looking up Matt DiBenedetto's stats, the teams that he was on for the last 10-mile-and-a-half races are nowhere near what he's on now.
Right, but 14-1 for a guy that's been running a lot better lately, and I think he's probably – a little bit more relaxed, knowing he's all lined in for one more year, and he'll just wait and see who's going to retire at the end of 2021 and maybe whose job he can take. You know, could be some people that we know, maybe, you know, moving on.
There might be a few people that he could replace. I think few are getting close to that number. Mm-hmm. I do like an Erik Jones, and Erik Jones was the big winner for me last week on the top three. That's kind of the only one I really like. Clint Bowyer, running well. I don't see that. Jimmy Johnson, I mean, I don't see him, you know, doing it now at this point.
I think it's going to be a. I think he's going to end his career on a losing streak. I hate to say it, but
I mean it doesn't look good at the moment. But
no, I hate it too, because I think we all like Jimmy, and he's done a lot of good things for the sport over the time.
No, absolutely, and nobody wants him. Nobody ever wants to go out on. I mean, everybody wishes they go out like Jeff Gordon, making the championship on their last, you know, foray and giving it a shot, but it doesn't happen for all of us. Brad Keselowski, 225, intriguing. Some days Brad Keselowski, mile and a half. I really love some. Lately, it's kind of Jekyll and Hyde with old Brad K for me.
Yeah,
right
like
now.
He was completely out to lunch here in Las Vegas,
and he won it. He won the inaugural South Point 400 2 years ago.
Exactly.
So you know, they just missed.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure sometimes the Penske group. I mean, Logano won here in the spring and was not even a factor. In fact, he went a lap down halfway through the race here.
No, it's the mile and a half are the most finicky, and that's why when people ask why did the Beard Motorsports team only show up to. Why don't we go at other races? Why didn't I come to Vegas and race? The mile and a half programs in our sport, man, it's tough, Motley.
Yeah, it is.
What these crew guys have to do, what the teams have to do to get it. All right, let's head into the head-to-heads for a minute here. There actually is some kind of fun ones here, and I'm going to jump right off the top. Top of our screen here is going to show Chase Elliott plus 130 to Kevin Harvick's minus 150. I know it's Kevin Harvick. But I really like Chase Elliott at plus 130 against that.
Yeah, you know, he's plus 130 both against Harvick, Hamlin, and but here's the one where you're not talking about.
You're going to the far right of that screen, aren't you?
Well, no. Oh. There's another Chase Elliott plus 130 on Martin Truex Jr.
Hey.
Now, if you want to go Chase Elliott plus 130 against MTJ, and now
Martin Truex Jr. was the dominator of mile and a half at Furniture Row 3 years ago.
Right.
But he has not been that dominator.
But
lately.
This is basically giving Martin Truex Jr. on an even playing field with Harvick and Hamlin. And, boy, that one I think jumps out. And, yes, I do love on the far right of our sheet that we're looking at. I'm not sure how it's looking on the screen right now. But
foreshadowing if you're watching on the VSiN Network.
Yeah, we put the two brothers, Kurt and Kyle, head-to-head. And Kurt is the underdog at plus 120. And I think that's only based on history. I like Kurt a lot there.
What have I been saying? And once again, you know, Kyle is going to text me one of these days and come screaming at me because I've been saying bet the don't. I have to preface this with I would kill for the don't career that Kyle's having.
Fair enough.
But I mean, he just for bettors right now, betting the don't line for him has been it can be lucrative. And Kurt Busch plus 120 versus his brother. That's a heck of a number. And I also like. Alex Bowman, plus 120 against Joey Logano.
Yeah, I like that one. In fact, the fact that Ryan Blaney and Alex Bowman both are plus 120 against Joey. And again, I'm just going off of seeing how poorly that Joey's team ran here in Las Vegas. And I'm comparing a lot of it to what we saw here because you're right. These tracks are very similar. Kansas isn't banked quite as high as Vegas
since we
redid the track about 13 years ago. But
has it been that long since
I
yelled
at you guys? Yeah, well, 2007 was the first year of the high banking on the track. So.
I yelled at you guys for that?
Yeah, you probably did. But, you know, actually the first race was a truck race in the fall of 06. Mike Skinner won it.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Were you in that race?
Yes.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh.
I yelled at you guys for that.
You obviously didn't run well. That's why I don't remember you being in it.
Wow. Welcome to Gone Racing, where Jeff Motley gets to throw cheap shots and daggers at me all day long.
3 years before that, I was hugging the man in victory lane, okay? So we were doing that too.
Understood. But I just
the day you were covered in dirt, by the way.
Hey, you painted the painted the dirt green like grass.
That's a long story for another day.
Yeah. It's a different show to talk to about that one on. So for a change, Motley, I'm not as high on the top threes at the moment, but I really like a lot of these head-to-heads.
I'm with you 100%. Head-to-heads are pretty exciting this week.
Nope, there's some good ones on that one. All right, guys. Well, we've dug our way through the head-to-heads. We've pulled the knife out of my back from Mr. Motley. Hopefully, I'm sure there'll be more to come if you hang out with us a little more, and we'll get to the group matchups and our bets when we return on Gone Racing. See you in a second.
This is Gone Racing, the weekly NASCAR show that gets you ready for this week's big race and more. You can listen to VSiN on Sirius XM Channel 204. Watch us online at VSiN.com and follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. Welcome back to our weekly NASCAR show, live from the Sportsbook at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Now, back to Gone Racing.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. You instantly get a list of quality candidates from Indeed's resume database the moment you sponsor a job. Get started at Indeed.com/credit. Welcome in, last segment
here. You had to read that one twice?
I had to read that one twice. And I like Indeed, need Indeed. I like the rhyme of that one. It makes me happy to read that. Gone Racing, Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, Grandview Lounge, South Point Casino, hanging out, finishing up our breakdown of Kansas Speedway this weekend for the bettors, and we go into what we always love, Jeff. This is what's so much fun about gambling in NASCAR now. We no longer can sit here and just talk about a winner and a loser. We get all these fun bets, and, of course, group matchups, still some of our favorites. We'll dive right in here, and there's some really kind of fun group matchups here. Group A, no surprise, Kevin Harvick. And Martin Truex Jr. is the surprise, are the favorites at plus 245, Denny Hamlin 250, and Chase Elliott 350.
See, now, I do say that's a surprise.
That surprise was Kevin Harvick, but how about, so the odds to win, Denny Hamlin is a favorite over Martin Truex Jr., but in this group, Denny has been bet down to be behind Martin Truex.
Yeah, boy, I really like Denny here. I mean, I think Denny's the favorite to win the race. I think the fact you can get a little
Chase
juice
Elliott
on him.
Chase Elliott 350 even, though.
Well,
I mean,
a huge number on Chase Elliott. But
no,
I think
he's got to beat the bigs. I mean,
and that's the key.
That's
he's got to beat the bigs. And look, Denny Hamlin, I think Denny Hamlin's going to win the race. That's just my – now, I'm not necessarily going to make that my pick is for him to win.
I was going to say, you're going to put your money where your mouth is and pick him to win?
But I probably will be picking him to win Group A. That's just a little foreshadowing to my picks later on. But, boy, if Denny Hamlin, if you can get him in Group A at Kansas where he's not the favorite.
I mean, to win the race, he's plus 300. To win to plus 400, to win his group, he's plus 250. You're getting over half of the odd right there on it.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. Just take him to win the race because – I mean, he's going to win the group.
You're not getting that much better odd, though.
Well, that's true.
Jumping right into Group B, Brad Keselowski, the big favorite here at a plus 195. Joey Logano, plus 260. Ryan Blaney and Alex Bowman, plus 325 in the dog roll. I was trying to look at some stats off, you know, in between our break there, Motley. I don't see where – I mean, look, Brad K's good. One win, six top tens, last 10 races, but – I don't see him being that big of a favorite. Did finish second here in the spring, you know, once we came back. But
he did, but I tell you.
Second, 19th, and first last three races.
I think sometimes you got to look and say, okay, where's your return? And to me, I like the return on Alex Bowman here.
And we've talked about how good Alex Bowman was at Vegas, how good he's been in the past here at this racetrack.
And Uncle Mo, I mean, he's been running well.
He just got named to the 48. That's a lot of momentum there. I mean, saying that you're going to replace Jimmy Johnson. Look, he replaced Dale Jr., and that was big. And replacing the most popular driver in our sport, you know, that was big. I'm sorry, that's not as big as the news that he's replacing Jimmy Johnson.
And, you know, we really kind of came into the season, and everybody kind of talked about the Gibbs teams and the Stuart Haas teams and the Penske teams.
Hendricks had faded.
The guess what?
Hendrick Motorsports
But Hendrick has got as many drivers in this final deal
as this Gibbs.
As Gibbs has, as Penske has,
yep.
and more than Stuart Haas.
Yep.
So, to me, we've seen a resurgence. We've seen William Byron get a win this year. Other than Jimmy, who is kind of riding off into the sunset here, we really are seeing a resurgence out of Hendrick Motorsports.
Riding off an IndyCar.
Well, there is that. Yeah, the sun sets on the well, – he won't run the Indy 500. I guess he runs some street courses. But I just really like Alex Bowman here.
So do I. I'm with you on that one. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Let's jump into Group C. We have the brothers Busch again head-to-head. Kyle Busch plus 185. Kurt Busch plus 265. Eric Almirola plus 330. Eric Jones plus 335. Kyle Busch being the favorite there, I think right off the bat going on the don't line again, I don't see him being the favorite in that one. And I'm going to surprise you when I say we've talked a lot about Kurt Busch. I know you know I'm big on Eric Jones. But Eric Almirola, remember, he had this stretch, and he is still not far from it. He's having a career year. This is Eric Almirola's career best year.
No question.
And I know he's not in the playoffs anymore, but he has still been a top 10 machine. Will a top 10 machine be enough, though, to win that group?
Well, I'm sort of the philosophy of give me a playoff driver if you can give me a playoff driver.
Okay.
Kurt Busch is a guy in the playoffs. I like Kurt there. I like the stat you gave on how well he's run over the last 10 races at Kansas. I like the fact that by winning in Las Vegas, they really put all their eggs kind of into Kansas-Texas basket, I think, because they know they need to win. I think there's a huge concentrated effort by Kurt.
I think that team, that organization has said, okay, we've got to come out on these mile and a halfs, and they showed it at Vegas, and I think they're still showing it now.
Well, and unlike the Penske teams, the Hendrick teams, and the Gibbs teams, you don't have to worry about dividing up where your attention is. There's no attention going to Matt Kenseth's car right now. And see, I brought his name up, by the way.
There you go.
But I think all the attention at Ganassi right now is
so
that was just wrong.
So wrong. And that kept, so champion of our sport, I mean, one of the greatest guys in the history of our sport.
You're
dogging him like
I'm not
that.
Dogging him.
That's okay. I got to say that because he's going to think I am, and I don't want him to think I am because I'm a Matt Kenseth guy. We'll bail you out here. Go right into Group D.
Send him a free box of hand sanitizer.
And we'll start off Group D with Matty D at plus 255, co-favorite with William Byron, and then Tyler Reddick, Clint Bowyer, both at plus 280. To me, Clint Bowyer is the wild card in that, and I know Tyler Reddick did well at Texas, and he's been running well. But Matty D, Vegas, lately, I like Matt DiBenedetto in that group.
I do like DiBenedetto. You know, Byron's had a lot of bad luck. Boy, I tell you, that one right there, the old throw a blanket over him,
that's an old throw a blanket over him.
I'd have a tough one with that.
Hold on. I don't know. I mean, it's five races, two top tens, one top five for William Byron. I guess that's better than I was expecting. 10th and 5th in the last two races. I don't know. I just don't see that being enough to compete with DiBenedetto or Clint Bowyer in that group.
Yeah, tough group there.
Let's go Group E. We got Jimmy Johnson, Austin Dillon at 235, Christopher Bell 295, Cole Custer 325. Not a lot of love for our Kentucky winner. A lot of love for our Texas winner, though. Christopher Bell. I just don't see how they have him replacing Eric Jones right now. He has not shown me.
No,
that.
You know, he's a year older than Eric. Did you realize that?
I did not.
Bell's a year older than Eric. That surprised me. And you know that group right there. Look, every one of those guys could win it. Every one of those guys could be out on lap 10. It's just, you just never know.
And Austin, Texas, we talked about how well he did, but Jimmy Johnson has run better.
Austin was running well in Vegas, and he got a penalty.
And he shot himself in the foot on that one.
Right.
So I don't know. That's there's some leeway in Group E. I'm kind of leery of Group E on that one. But we will go into our affectionately named, we miss you, Mr. Ron Flatter, Group F, and it is the Chris Buescher, Flatter group again. Chris Buescher is co-favorite with Jeff Motley's hero, Matt Kenseth, Ryan Newman, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at plus 270 as the other guys in that group. Now, hold on. Normally, we get to Group F, Jeff, and we get a lot of guys that we haven't heard of. We get a lot of Ryan Preece's. We get a lot of
By the way, Ryan Preece
Wallace's.
Won for me
won
last
for
week,
last
I
week.
Want to point out.
So normally we get some names that we're not used to seeing. This is kind of a powerhouse Group F.
It is, but you know what? I believe in comers and goers, and I see one guy who I think has been coming on better.
And I'm going to
say
it's the guy at
the three guys who have been going the wrong way.
Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher is the coming. The other three are the going. I'm on the coming.
We don't always agree on things, but when we do, we agree well. So, with all that said and done, we're going to get into our picks this week, and I believe our picks start off with, how do we do it now? The loser from the week before or the winner?
I think the loser
goes.
Loser goes first, so we get the pick crew picks, I guess.
I have the pick crew picks, so I'm reading, but this is in lieu of pick crew because I'm the winner of the week. I want to make sure I point that out one more time.
You did get Eric Jones a top three. Congratulations.
I got Chase Elliott to win.
Yeah, Chase Elliott to win. I had Chase Elliott to win. And Eric Jones helped me. I had Chase Elliott in a group, and I had Ryan Preece in a group.
You did have Ryan Preece. That was a good pick. I like that one.
And who was winning the race at one time, by the way?
So what we got from the pick crew, they're going to go with what we've talked about. Alex Bowman, top three, plus 550. Then they're jumping right into the groups, and they are hammering the groups here. We got Group A, Hamlin, 250. Group B, Logano at 260. Group C, Eric Jones at 335. And Group D, Matty D at plus 255. So I can't say I disagree with their picks there. I like a lot of those.
No, I think those are good picks. I guess I get to go next, even though I did have a good week.
Is it you or me? Oh, no, that's right. It's you. I forgot. Sorry.
No, you didn't. Humor will only get you so far.
I didn't get to do this the week I went to Mexico to run the 500. So, I mean, and I crushed it that. Didn't I have like a plus 25 or something that week?
I don't know if it was. I don't think it was quite that big.
Was it plus 50 that week?
You won.
I think it was plus 50.
Can we just leave it at that?
If we have no proof, it's plus
50. Look, the Braves lost their game against the Dodgers, but doesn't matter what the score was, okay?
Yeah, it does. You know, they scored 11 runs the first inning. That's huge. Got it.
Okay. I'm going Chase Elliott plus 130 against Martin Truex Jr. in a driver head-to-head. I really like Chase Elliott there. And then I'm kind of like the pit crew. I'm going heavy on the groups, but I don't agree with all the pit crew picks on the groups.
Head-to-head battles.
I do agree on Group A. I'm going Denny Hamlin, Group A. Not going to leave him out there as not being the favorite. I'm going Alex Bowman. I like that big plus 325 number in Group B for Alex. Group C, I told you, if I can get a playoff driver, I'm taking a playoff driver. Kurt Busch, Group C. And then Group F, I think we just talked about it. Chris Buescher, to me, is head and shoulders above the other three guys in that group right now.
Well, you and I, we're not going to make a lot of money against each other because a lot of our picks tend to coincide this week. I will start with one top three pick. I rode Eric Jones last week a couple years ago. Ann was riding Eric, I believe she was riding Eric Jones and rode that horse all the way to a bunch of wins. I am going to keep on that horse, and I'm sticking with Eric Jones plus 700. I'm going to go to two head-to-heads. I'm taking the Brothers Busch. I'm going to the Kurt Busch at plus 120. And I will jump on the Chase Elliott plus 130 versus Kevin Harvick, though. I'm gonna try to be a little different than you. I don't want to be all of them the same. Then I will go to our group matchups. I'm at Group B. I'm sorry. I've talked too much about Alex Bowman to not have him in that group. And then I 100% agree with you on Group F. I think that Chris Buescher has been running extremely well for the Roush Fenway team that we don't talk a lot about. But he has been really a bright spot over there this season. I got to give him kudos for that. So those are my picks.
See what happens.
There you go. Well, Mr. Motley, any other daggers you'd like to throw before this show is over me? I mean, it's...
No, looking forward to Kansas. You know, get the mile and a half. So let's see what happens this weekend. And somebody's going to punch a ticket to Homestead, I think. I don't think it's going to be somebody outside the top eight. I think somebody's punching their ticket. Or not Homestead, but Phoenix. I got to get my mind off
Homestead. I still do the same thing. I don't disagree. I think that we're going to have a bunch of great rounds here. I love the 2 mile and a half leading into Martinsville. Great round of playoffs. Thanks for joining us on Gone Racing. Tune in next week when we break down what we did at Kansas and preview Texas. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
This is Gone Racing, the weekly NASCAR show that gets you ready for this week's big race and more. You can listen to VSiN on SiriusXM Channel 204. Watch us online at VSiN.com. And follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live.